Hello and welcome to the program. We're continuing in our study in the book of Revelation. We're looking at the subject of Babylon. We'll be in Revelation 19. If it's possible, have your Bible ready. Babylon is a very interesting subject in the Bible. We've said before, the only city in the Bible that's mentioned more than Babylon is the city of Jerusalem. Way back in Genesis chapter 10, verse number 8, it says, Cush begat Nimrod, and he began to be a mighty one in the earth, and he was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord, and the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, or Babylon. We'll look at this in a minute. Before we do, listen to this message in song. It's a really encouraging message. I just keep trusting my Lord.
I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord, and he gives a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky, or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. He's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. I can count on him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky, trail, I just keep trusting my Lord, he will never fail. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and away, but Jesus never fails. So just keep trusting your Lord as you walk along. Just keep on trusting your Lord, and he'll give a song. The storm clouds darken the sky, or the heavenly trail. Keep right on trusting your Lord, he will never fail. He's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. You can count on him to the storm clouds darken the sky, or the heavenly trail. Just keep on trusting your Lord, he will never fail.
Well, I love that song, just keep trusting your Lord. Well, we see back here in the Old Testament that Cush begat Nimrod, and he began to be a mighty one in the earth. Now, the Bible says he was a hunter before the Lord. He wasn't out hunting animals. He was hunting people. And it says the beginning of his kingdom was in Babel. We read that in Genesis chapter 10, verses 8 through 10. Well, it's interesting that at that time, Noah was still alive. Now, concerning Noah, we read in Genesis 6 and 9, Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. Now, on the other side of the coin, we have this fellow by the name of Nimrod, and his name actually means to rebel or to be in opposition to the established rule. And so he said in Genesis 11, verse number 4, let us build a city and a tower, and he's doing this in defiance against God. As we come down to Revelation chapter 19, we read that, first of all, there is a praise for the judgment of Babylon. It says in verse number 1, John said, "I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah." You read down in verse number 3, they said, "Hallelujah." In verse number 4, they said, "Amen" and "Hallelujah." In verse number 6, they said, "Hallelujah, for the Lord God reigneth." It says in verse number 7, "Let us be glad and rejoice." They're praising the Lord over the fact that Babylon is falling, because Babylon represents everything that is anti-God in this world. Well, we read also in verse 7, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor unto him," that's to the Lord, "for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready." Now, when you're looking in the scriptures about the wife of God, we're looking at Israel, we're looking at the wife of the Lord, we're looking at the church in this age in which we're living now. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25 says, "I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." In 2 Corinthians, verse 27 in chapter number 11, it says that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. In verse 32, he says, "This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church." Now, he says here in Revelation 19, he said, "And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints." And so we get into verse number 9, and we have a banquet. It says, "Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb." Well, we get down into verse number 11, and we have a battle. Christ returns to this earth, and this earth is hostile. And it says in verse, hostile against him, and it says in verse number 11, "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war." Give some details concerning what is happening here when Christ comes, and the Bible says that the armies which were in heaven followed upon white horses with him. And it says in verse number 15, "He shall rule." It says in verse number 16, "He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords." The first time he came as a little baby. He's referred to as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. But when he comes back, he's not coming back as a little baby. He's coming back, and he shall rule. He will be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And when he comes back, not as a lamb, but as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And the disposition of a lamb and the disposition of a lion is very different. And so he comes, and he doth judge and make war. So again, we're going to play this message and song that we just played. If you're a Christian, just keep trusting the Lord. If you're not a Christian, it's time you chose to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, because there's rough days ahead for those who reject him.
I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord, and he gives a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. He's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. I can count on him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. Just keep on trusting God.